Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Hello, my friends.
Don't say it.
And what?
No, go ahead. I know what you're going to say, and I don't want to hear it again. I don't want to hear COVID Welcome number aboard. 11.
It's COVID number...
Is it 10 or 11? What is it?
Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show. COVID number 11,
is
folks.
Is it really? Oh, my God. No,
How
I think
you
it's
doing?
10.
Joey!
It's only 10.
Nah, Joe, you're really? Off. It's 10 was last week. Yes.
Yeah.
And Samir on the wheel, folks. So, how you doing there, Joseph?
I guess I'm getting delirious because I can't remember whether it was 9 or 10.
That's it. I got to come around and pick you up. Enough is enough. That's it. I got to get you out of there. That's
Put
it.
Put on your hazmat suit.
Yeah, before you go cuckoo.
It's too late. It's too late.
Too late.
Let's
get cracking. A couple of things I want to. So I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer, folks, to the. And thanks. Oh, by the way, a couple of things. By the way, Joe, I forgot to. I'm back. The Yacht Rock Show is back on Twitter. Thank God.
Oh, Twitter.
As of last night, yes, finally.
Yeah, good. I'm sorry. Right. No, I was going to say, for some reason, we're still not back on iTunes or Anchor.
Well.
So I thought you were going to say we're back on iTunes.
No,
all the archives, are there, but the new ones you have to go to Castbox.
Everything is there, and if you go on Google, I found out that you can get on Google all the episodes too. It's really easy to find, and the new ones too.
Oh, okay.
Besides Castbox, But we are working on things here, folks. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Joe knows what I'm talking about. It's exciting. We love the show, and the input and the support that we've gotten from all of you guys is amazing. Joe and I are ecstatic, and we're definitely, God willing, we're moving forward with this. We're going to have, bigger and better things coming our way, we're hoping. So, no matter what, the show is being we're really enjoying doing the show.
Yeah, and any
any version
of the show, we still love doing it.
Thank you. There you go. Well said. So get ready, folks. We are jam packed with new old stock. Mm. Get ready. Can you believe that Engelbert Humperdinck may be on the boat?
He may float the boat.
He may float the boat, Joe. He may.
So are we dropping the anchor on him?
Absolutely. Okay. All right. And we've got Greg Villengain's solo album that I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah, I remember. I saw.
From 1981. Do you remember that album?
I don't remember the album, but he had an appearance on American Bandstand with Dick Clark, where he played by himself, holding one of those guitars, the keyboard that you hold like a guitar.
Yeah.
Dancing around and everything. I caught it's the tail end of the song, so you don't see the song performance. You just see the interview to follow. But I want to find the performance.
I saw that too. It's about that song. It's about Baby, I Do Love You.
That was the hit. Maybe that was the hit.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
the relative hit. Anyway, I don't remember hearing it. Maybe I'll remember when I hear it.
But listen. But first up, here's one that I'll tell you. Even with all the, even with the support of David Foster producing this, I'm talking about Dara Sedaka. Dara Sedaka had a minor hit that I'm aware of, a top 40 hit with her father.
Oh, her father
and it was
is
a ballad,
Sedaka.
And it was called, correct. And it was called "Should Have Never Let You Go." Back in 1980 and 1981, something like, I think it was 80, and it was off of one of Neil's albums. Hmm. But this is called Huggin', and this is a special version. The musicians on this, look at this, drums, Mike Baird, Paul Leon, percussion, bass, Dennis Belfield, guitars, Michael Landau, Steve Lukather is the main one, and Jay Graydon, David Foster keyboard, Steve Percaro on synthesizer, background vocals, get this, Richard Page, Steve George.
Yeah, that's
oh,
Mr.
Man.
Mister.
But bro, and Brian Adams, but... With all this, and it's a great song, it didn't happen for her, Joe. But it just goes to show, in your opinion,
as a singer, is it? Did she get the deal because she's Neil Sedaka's daughter, or can she sing?
You know what? She can definitely hold her own, Joe. You know, she could definitely hold her own. She reminds me of a Debbie Gibson. And I tend to like her more than Debbie Gibson, but for some reason.
I mean, yeah, you're losing my interest. Well, I mean.
Oh well, no. I don't mean it in that way. Debbie Gibson's a nice person.
I just never liked her music.
Correct. Well, me neither. Right. But the point I'm trying to make is that I like Dara's music better. Well, this is the special 12-inch mix. They even named it after Lukather. Let's get this started, folks. Here it is, Dara Sedaka with Huggin' from 1982.
Just a little loving, keep me in love with you. Hi, this is Bruce Blackman of Starbuck, and I'm here with your host, Eddie Gans. Next up, Moonlight Feels Right.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Feels right. Moonlight. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hail at night. Say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right. Thank you. I guess you know I'm giving you a warning, 'cause me and Moon are itching to play. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky that knows a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right.
I love that song, Bruce Blackman.
It's been a long time since we played that.
Yes, it has.
That's a feel-good song.
It's such a feel-good song, I agree. I spoke with him last week, Joe, and we're trying to coordinate the times to get him on the show. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to ask him about that xylophone solo. I forget the guy's name. He became a doctor. That xylophone solo is so great. It's got it's got bebop language in it and everything. The guy's really, it's really an educated musician, that guy. And like I said, he went on to become a doctor of some kind, but he passed away. Bo Wagner, I think his name was, yeah.
Bo Wagner. Right, wow. Yeah, so I can't wait for that. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Talking with Bruce, yeah. He's such a sweet guy. So now I got a surprise for you, Joe. Here's another. Now, this, all right, for the purist out there, all right, this is not Yacht, but who cares?
Yacht. Not even
it's not
close.
Okay. Gordon Lightfoot. I'm talking about Gordon. I got Gordon letters. Lightfoot. Whatever. So we got, but it's beautiful and it fits. It fits so nicely, and it's David Foster, and the melody. You know, I'm a sucker for these songs. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, the minute you hear it, you're gonna say
David Foster's involvement. And it's got a nice melody. Why isn't it Yacht? Because it doesn't have the other components.
It's not Yacht. It's not. You'll hear why it's not Yacht. I don't think it's Yacht, but. You know, you never know. Well, maybe
at
you
least
might
we're
think.
Disclosing that it's not, since so we don't.
I personally don't think so.
These guys don't know what they're talking about. They think they're playing yacht rock. No, we color outside the lines. We always say we're going to do that,
right? And people know they know what the show's all about.
Yeah, but the show's about expanding the horizons of yacht rock.
Yeah.
Like what those guys are doing now. Like I said, we had Ollie Thompson on doing it with his brand new album, which is as good as Take a Little Rhythm. You know,
It's that's Ollie Thompson's Nightfly, okay?
Oh, my God, absolutely. We even
as
said
far
that.
As
we
I'm
spoke
concerned.
We spoke about that with him, actually.
Correct. So, listen, here it is.
Gordon
by the way, on this is Richard Marx.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I found out it's true because I asked Richard himself, and he did say, yes, I did do background vocals on that. So, here it is, folks. Gordon Lightfoot, Anything for You.
Not long ago, as I remember.
upon a dark and windy day. When the love looked like a dying ember, before you came to call the beauty of it all, I thought I'd lost and yet. Here in my mind, and it now shines a guiding light. Never again will I lose my way.
Anything for love.
I like that.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, yeah, it's. I think it still fits
the show.
But you
know, it fits the show. But I just, you know, it's not. It's not jazzy R&B.
It's not
a full pop
on
tune.
Yacht, right? Right. It's not full
right,
on.
Right. Right. And it fits the show definitely nicely. It's a. You know, it's a. It's another one of those. It's a. You know, it's a soft rock, beautiful piece by Dave Foster.
Right.
I think it's. I think it's great. Very cool. Anyway, to see Gordon Lightfoot anywhere near the, you know, the yacht is pretty interesting.
Right. How old is that?
That was 1980. It was recorded in 85.
Okay.
All right.
So what do you got?
So here's one. Here's one for you, Joe. This is yachty as hell. And it's been there in front of our eyes. I've been wanting to play this for a long time. But, you know, it's just one of those things. And then I stumbled upon this, and this is great. This is the seventh. There's a 12-inch mix of this, but honestly, I'm not crazy about it. It's got a lot of that because, you know, they did it with those disco breaks, and they sound kind of hokey.
And we're talking about this, Chicago, of course.
We're talking about Chicago Street Player.
From what album? What year?
This is from, don't quote me, but I think it's Chicago 10. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, this was, it was, I think it was 1979. And of course, you know, they were on the disco boat, you know, needless to say.
Yeah, but is this long before David Foster's involvement?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he came around the 80s.
Right. But you hear the jazzy influences on this and definitely the R&B. This is the perfect example of a yacht song.
I was listening
to
some of Jason Scheff's album that we kind of played some stuff from.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I said that the covers were not necessary, but the original stuff, the other stuff that he wrote, the original stuff is very,
very
necessary.
Good.
Very good.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Sure.
All right, so here it is, right. Chicago.
Street Player.
Years
Hello, Yacht Rockers. Have you had the pleasure? You're tuned in to The Smooth. This is the Yacht Rock Show. It's the greatest yacht rock from coast to coast. Drop it like it's yacht. Oh yeah, it's Yacht Rock. Let's get yacht rocking. This is the Yacht Rock Show.
This sign'll get him to stop squeezing, Charmin.
Charmin's so squeezably soft.
Irresistible.
Do what the sign says.
We are!
Mr. Whipple never learns. Charmin made the ordinary way might not get squeezed. But Charmin's fluffed up with so much squeezable softness, it's irresistible.
Ladies, please.
Do what the sign says, Mr. Whipple.
Just sit right back and we'll play some tunes on the Yacht Rock Show with Eddie Gans. Doing it just for you.
Hey, here we go. Michael Landau's on this. This is Nobody's Business. Great group, like a Toto type of band called Maxis. We've played this
before.
The
LA Cats. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it really is. Great album, folks. Here it is.
Lying awake, I lay still and I wait. But waiting is all by design. You're asleep by my side. And the number I'm dialing is nobody's business but mine. Secrets that I'll never tell. You thought you knew me so well. Never mind who I'm calling. Never mind who I'm calling. Never mind who I'm calling. 'Cause it's nobody's business but mine. Sometimes I don't know. Should I stay? Should I? Is it you or the party unknown? One way or another, I hope you discover we're together but always alone. It's your attention I need. Do you have trouble focusing? You never know.
That is Maxis, great Toto type of band, I said, with Michael Landau. Michael Omardian's involved in that.
And Samir pointed out how it sounds almost identical in key and changes and all to that Sadaka tune we played first.
That's so true, yes.
We were A-B-ing them, and they actually sound pretty close.
Yeah, yeah, what a coinkadink.
So I'm excited for this next tune.
Yes. What do you think?
By the Greg Phillinganes, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Greg Phillinganes, folks. We played one of his early works, right, Joe, last week. when I get back home, Vernon Birch, and he was ripping the Fender Rhodes on that. You could see 1977, and here he is in 1981. I just discovered this album. Did you know about this one, Joe?
I didn't. I just know the Lazy Nina album.
Right.
And then I saw that he, you know, when you told me you wanted to play this, I was doing some research and I found that performance of him on American Bandstand holding the keytar, right. You know, it's like a keyboard that you string or like a guitar around.
What
your
do
neck.
They call that?
A keytar.
How do you spell that?
K-E-Y-T-A-R.
Really?
Simplest spelling I can think of.
Yeah, it's that weird looking thing that's supposed to be like a guitar keyboard.
Right. So they, you know, like Chick Corea always used that. Herbie Hancock used it on Rocket. You see, the guys, I mean, they strap a keyboard but around like a guitar.
It sounds like a mini Moog, doesn't it? It's like a solo thing. Soloist.
I think a lot, it doesn't matter. What, I mean, I think a lot of manufacturers made them. But my point is, though, I tried to look at.
Wait a minute. Did you mean to tell me more than one company did that type of axe?
I think so. Yeah, I think every keyboard company, like Korg and Casio, which, they're not really a heavy hitter. But, Krumar. I think Krumar did one. Do you remember the Krumar name?
Krumar. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think they did one. But I don't think it was an exclusive to just one company. I think a couple people made the keytar.
Oh, okay.
That performance from American Bandstand, they actually zapped the performance and just show the interview portion.
I saw that.
And I think he was probably performing the hit, which you say is this tune you're going to play now, Baby, I Do Love You.
Yeah. This is definitely interesting, to say the least, the song is good. It doesn't completely knock me out. Maybe because, I don't know, his vocals are okay. It was 81. The guy was just starting out. So I don't want to be brutally, there's growth, So he definitely, without a doubt, his career speaks for itself. So, that being said, I think this is very cool. It's yachty as hell. And here it is. Greg Fillinghast from 1981, and it's Baby, I Do Love You.
Touch. Hi everyone, this is Glenn Shorrock, the original lead singer of the Little River Band, and I'm here with your captain, Eddie Gans. We're keeping it smooth just for you, right here on the Yacht Rock Show. Next up is another LRB classic.
That one, Joey.
LRB, I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one?
I really don't. It was a hit?
It charted. Yeah. That was an official hit. And that's Glenn Shorrock, baby, on the lead vocals. Smooth. Love him. So
you got a controversial story about the next two.
Oh, well, this is, you know, I just hate when some of these rap artists that can't sing to save their lives think they could do something better. Yeah, how dare Mary J. Blige think that she could do better than Patty Austin? Come on.
The nerve.
Get off the friggin' boat, okay, honey? Sorry. You know, Patty Austin is the deal. And you don't mess with perfection. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. That's enough said. It's a horror. They remixed the... I just found this... somewhere I was reading, and I heard a snippet of it, and it's a horror, Joe.
You know what you just did,
horror.
Though? You made everybody what? Within the sound of your voice run to their computer and go listen to that version, which Mary J. Blige is very happy about.
Yeah, well, you know, but
so
you'll
tune,
see how
the tune is Betcha Wouldn't Hurt Me, the Quincy Jones one from The Dude.
Right, well, this is the real one, not the crap version that Mary J. Blige did. So,
yeah, I love this one. I mean, you got Louis Johnson on bass, Sean Robinson on drums, Greg Fillinganes, our last, the guy we just played two songs ago.
This is smooth as velvet. It just doesn't get any better. That Dude album, that's another one. We got to do a special on that album.
Oh, a special on that album, absolutely.
Thank you. Folks, here it is. Betcha Wouldn't Hurt Me, featuring Patty Austin.
Listening to the Yacht Rock Radio Show. It's soft rock from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. Welcome aboard. We are ready to set sail. This is Yacht Rock.
I'm Michael McDonald.
Hi, this is Christopher Cross.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins.
Hi, you guys, I'm Al Jarreau.
Hi, this is Melissa Manchester.
Hey, everybody, this is Wayne Nelson from Little River Band.
It's the greatest yacht rock from coast to coast and worldwide.
And she rises to her apology. Anybody
this is the Yacht Rock Show.
All right.
We are back.
And
anxiously awaiting the dreaded anchor.
The dreaded anchor!
We didn't know it was coming.
Yes. Well, we have an interesting one. We're going to see if Engelbert Humperdinck floats the boat. Of all people.
Maybe.
Listen to this.
Kind of, yeah. What's that, 83, right?
It's right in the sweet spot, Joe.
Yeah, that's a sweet spot. I like 83. Wow, who commissioned this album?
Well, this was...
recruited him to do this, or did he beg and plead?
Yes, I believe.
Well...
he gets no respect.
Well, I tell you.
What do you think of him as a singer, though?
Oh, he's great. He's a monster. He was up there with Tom Jones.
Yeah, he is kind of like Tom Jones.
Sure. But even though he pulls this off,
you look good on me, my love.
Yeah, the song is not bad. It was written by Bruce Roberts. Co-written by Bruce Roberts.
David
yeah.
Hasselhoff reminds me of the new Engelbert Humperdinck. That same career that Hasselhoff had. Plus, they got the same hard-to-pronounce name. I don't know why you go into show business and have a name like Engelbert
Humperdinck. Right?
Hey, it worked for him. Definitely worked for him. I don't know how they didn't discourage him from changing it to like Dan Silvers.
But let me tell you, I'm sure throughout the years, people were always cutting on his name.
So his biggest hit was what? After the Lovin', right?
Well, for us, yeah. He had stuff that I, back then, that was the only one, but even after the Lovin', I was like a little. It was so sugary. And,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. Right now, I appreciate his standards and stuff like that. But this is yachty as hell.
It's very yachty.
Right?
Yeah, this is that flavor that we look for in something, especially some. It may not be yachty per se. But knowing what he's capable of and what his output has been up until this point, to hear this, it's like, oh my God, we got to put him on the show. It's so yachty.
Well,
it may not be yachty per se, but it's yachty for him.
Well, I think it has all the ingredients. If you listen in,
sure,
listen to it. What? It's got Fender Rhodes. It's a jazzy R&B. Big time. Now, take away Engelbert Humperdinck. Maple Leaf, what's his name, was singing this. Michael McDonald.
Oh,
immediately.
Yeah, you know, right in.
Right. The problem is, since we hear Engelbert Humperdinck, we think, oh, no, this is like Sinatra, old crooner.
We're better than that. We can see. That's why you brought it up. You can plug anybody in there, and it'll definitely be on the boat for these guys.
Right.
The Yacht Rock guys.
Right. Yeah.
It is certified, you said, isn't it, or no?
No, it's not. No, absolutely not. No, they don't know nothing about this. No.
Okay.
I found this. Yeah. No,
they don't know nothing. Yeah.
They don't know nothing. Hey.
Nice double negative there. It's showing that we're from New York. They don't know nothing about it.
All right. I like it,
like
Joe.
That.
And I give,
yeah, I do
right?
too.
I give it three anchors. I definitely
Good.
Floats the boat. Yeah.
That's great. I like it. Yeah. I'll float the boat.
Cool. All right. Cool. All right. We're moving on.
But did somebody give that in, or did somebody write in with that suggestion?
I picked that one out.
So we want to send our thanks out to Eddie Gans for giving us that one. Keep them coming.
There we go. Yeah, if you want to send your float the boat song, let us.
So we can drop the anchor on it.
We'll drop the anchor on it, and we will see if it floats the boat. All right. Feel free to send the songs. You can even send them to Twitter. By the way, I'm back on Twitter. Thank God. And you can reach me there. I'm always there. And then you can also come to the Yacht Rock Show Facebook page. Find us there. Okay. Or you can go to yachtrockshow@gmail.com. So here's a little interesting twist on the I Keep Forgetting. You know, it's
yeah, I'm not a big
interesting.
Fan.
I'm
again,
not,
like
you know,
said
I'm
with the Mary J. Blige thing, I'm not too keen on messing with perfection.
I agree. I'm not crazy about this, but I figured let's throw it on and let some people check it out.
It also depends on the person. When that other guy used to do that does the remixes that you'll start with from time to time. That, you know, that's toying with perfection and giving it a nice lateral spin.
This is a different guy. I believe it's DJ S. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sure he's good too. This is interesting. I said, it's different. Let's give it a shot. Let's play it, you know.
Yeah.
But
next up.
So now we have something really cool, folks. This is, I want to thank Alex Lopez. He runs the Yacht Rock Show page for us. He's a great DJ. He's a great friend of the Yacht Rock Show. And like I said, find us there on the Yacht Rock Show Facebook group page. And Alex sent this in, man. I said, what a find, Al. This is excellent. Burton Cummings from 1980, right? The album is called Woman Love, Joe.
Mr. Stand Tall himself.
Mr. Stand Tall.
Everybody know that tune? Sing a little bit of that for everybody.
Stand tall, don't you fall. Don't go do something foolish.
Yeah, he's from the Go.
What you feeling right now?
Guess
it's
who?
Really,
right?
Human pride. And then he did These Eyes. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
What a beautiful song. Cry every night for you. Woo! Love that.
But this one is from a solo album from 1980, you said? Women Love. Women Love.
Woman
like
Love. And this is called Where Are You? And this is yachty as hell.
It's very, very yachty. Excellent song.
Very. Excellent find. Again, thank you, Alex Lopez, for submitting this. And we are going to let you check this out, folks. This definitely floats the boat. It's a no-brainer. Here it is. Where Are You, Burton Cummings?
Flickering of the fire's glow and a spring chill. I care. Where are you? Where are you? I'm missing you, babe. Love we thought was heaven born was confusion in my stars. What we thought would always last will never more be ours. Baby, where are you? I'm needing you every day. Where are you? Just another day. Was it just another year? Or just another lifetime? And I wonder. And I wonder. Flickering of the fire's glow and a spring chill in the air. Knowing how much I can. Baby, where are you, love of my mind? Baby, where are you? Yeah. Love we thought was heaven bound was confusion in my stars. What we thought could always last never ever more be ours. Baby, where are you, mama, now? Where are you? Listen. Was it just a piece of me? Was it just a piece of you? Or just a piece of what we
something. Where are you, yeah? Where are you, baby? No, I need you now. Where are you?
There's another beauty from the duo, as we know, called Pages.
Yeah.
Come on home. Richard Page, Steve George. How this duo wasn't huge is beyond me. Now, of course, the typical is the company didn't get behind it. You know, I'd love to interview Richard Page, find out, or Steve George, find out. Right, Joe?
Yeah, I saw, actually, I was doing a little bit of research for the Greg Fillinganes thing before, and I saw a cool picture that came up with all the members of Mr. Mister with Greg Fillinganes. So, you know, they were in that group of those hot session players in L.A. at the time. That's right. What they always said. Mr. Mister was just all these. You always heard like, oh, who's that band, Mr. Mister? The stuff's pretty good. Oh, it's a bunch of session players. You got that whole. It was like an urban myth that went around, which was true, and it turned out to be true. So they were in whole grouping with those guys, and yeah, they did great stuff. It's a shame they never got more airplay, but we're playing it here.
I think that was a backlash. You know, that back then is like, you know, it's like the companies didn't want to promote these guys because they were studio musicians or they didn't. It's so weird, man. You know, it's like, but I think there's value to that, Joe. You know, I really feel that there was like a resentment, maybe.
I think they thought those guys were like cookie cutter. They didn't have any heart. You know what I mean? They made the huge mistake of assuming these guys, they come in every day, they read charts, they just churning out tunes. I mean, if they're good enough to play on something that's going to become a top 10 hit, why aren't they good enough to write and do and sing the stuff themselves?
Well, they proved them wrong in 1985. They came back and they slammed it with Broken Wings.
You know what? We got to get a list of people who have done that. Because I'm sure it's more than just them and Toto.
That's right. So, folks, we've come to the end of another Yacht Rock show.
Yep.
And just want to say thank you for listening.
We're happy to be here for you.
That's right. And Joe and I will catch you on the next
Yacht Rock Show.
See ya.